नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, chapter entitled Ajamil Delivered by the Vishnu Dutas. Text number 14. Sanketam Parihasyam Va Stobam Helanameva Va Vaikuntanam Grahanam Ashejagaharam Vidu. Sanction and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: one who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately freed from the reactions of unlimited sins. Even if he chants indirectly to indicate something else, jokingly, for musical entertainment, or even neglectfully, this is accepted by all the learned scholars of the scriptures. No purport in this verse, so we'll go to the next shloka. Patita skalito bhagna sandashta tapta ahata harir iti avasenaha pumanarhati yatna. Translation: if one chants the holy name of Hari and then dies because of an accidental misfortune, such as falling from the top of a house, slipping and suffering broken bones while traveling on the road, being bitten by a serpent, being afflicted with pain and high fever, or being injured by a weapon, one is immediately absolved from having to enter hellish life, even though he is sinful. Purport: as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 8.6, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajiti ante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavita. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, and that state he will attain without fail. If one practices chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he is naturally expected to chant Hare Krishna when he meets with some accident. Even without such practice, however, if one somehow or the other chants the holy name of Lord Hare Krishna when he meets with an accident and dies, he will be saved from hellish life after death. One who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately freed from the reactions of unlimited sins. Even if he chants indirectly to indicate something else, jokingly, for musical entertainment, or even neglectfully, this is accepted by all the learned scholars of the scriptures. So this very wonderful justification by the Vishnu Dutas to the Yam Dutas, that why the Yam Dutas must not punish the sinful Ajamil, the sequence of the explanation of the justification is increasing the intensity of the glory of the holy name here. With every verse, the Vishnu Dutas are justifying the position of Ajamil. The awkward or the most complicated situation of Ajamil is resolved very, very easily by the transcendentally powerful glory of the holy name. More this conversation goes ahead, and more Vishnu Dutas are revealing the glories of the holy name. Amazingly, we see here that what to speak of helpless cry to chant and call out the name of the Lord, even casual chanting or the calling of the Lord's name is explained to be here equally powerful compared to a helpless cry. So, as we see here, we are given 4 casual ways that one can chant the holy name and get the benefit, get the full benefit, and not a casual benefit or a partial benefit. The benefit of chanting casually the holy name is so transcendentally powerful. What to speak of one who chants the name of the Lord absorbed in devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, Prabhupada explains in of his classes about each of this wonderful casual ways that one chants the holy name of the Lord. First is Sankhetam. Sankhetam is just indicating something else, but coincidentally it is the name of the Lord. Therefore, Prabhupada says, in Hindu traditions or Hindu families, people used to keep the name of the children as the names of Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu. Just yesterday, meeting a student, I asked his name. And he revealed that his name is Shatanan. I had no clue what this name would mean. So I asked him, Shatanan means some century, or you're happy after getting some scoring a century. Shatanan means Shatak and Shatakanan. So I thought maybe Shatanan means 100 years, happy living 100 years of life. So I asked him, what is actually the meaning of this name? And he said, this is one of the names of Lord Vishnu in Vishnu Sahasranam. He said, thank you very much for revealing one more name of Lord Vishnu as Shatanan. And this is how this culture is so strong in this land of India, that even if one asks the name, now he is going to go to the admissions office and he is going to write his name, and someone will ask him, Shatanan, what is your name, Shatanan? And there is going to be some counseling, or he is going to explain again that my name is Shatanan. So that person also chants the name Shatanan, and in this way, if there is going to be an interview in the future, and all the members of his family are already chanting the holy names regularly. Apart from that, his friends, the more he meets more friends, the more friends get the benefit of chanting this name. So this is how this is considered as equally powerful, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and remembering the Lord, even casually or even unknowingly chanting the names of Lord. We see also when we go outside on the streets, still, the culture is so much preserved. Krishna bar and restaurant, right? So even if there has to be some illegal or some illicit activity, the name Krishna is there. Of course, so many people come into our Govinda's restaurant now. So those people who do not know what is Govinda's, and just coming to eat, they are chanting the names Govinda's all the time. And they like the food, and they go out and say, this Govinda's is very nice. So in this way, they are telling Krishna is very nice, right? And in this way, they are glorifying Krishna. Apart from that, we see that this Ajamil, when he was chanting the name Narayan, Prabhupada says in his purport that this chanting of the names of Narayan for his son was so transcendentally powerful that his chanting was counted and recorded. Generally, we see that the assistance of Yamara, Chitragupt, they are recording the sinful activities. But these names of Narayan, which were chanted by Ajamil, were counted and recorded. Therefore, we count the names every day. Sankhya Purvaka, Naam Gam Gananati Bhi. Therefore, we see that there is this Agya Sukriti for those who cannot approach Krishna directly, can even in unknowing ways. This is the mercy of the Lord. That is the willingness of the Lord, which is more intense than the living entity's willingness to go back to Krishna. So, therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Tasmat kenapi upayena mana Krishna niveshet. That means by somehow or the other, or the other means one must accept or one must remember the Lord. Of course, when Kavichandra Swami Maharaj was here, he was explaining this nice Sanketam example, that in in the Scotland, yeah, in Scotland, that was the Ireland, yeah. So there were some devotees in Scotland in that section where they thought that we must popularize the name of Gauranga, and therefore they painted the whole boards. They hired huge billboards and they had this name of Gauranga splashed all over the city just overnight, so that when the people would get up in the morning, everyone would be simply amazed to see this name Gauranga. And then they would chant Gauranga. And they would think, what is this Gauranga? And then we'll not be able to figure out, they'll ask someone else, what does this Gauranga mean? That person does not know what is Gauranga, is asking, what is this Gauranga? And then he says, there is a billboard in which the name is Gauranga. So in this way, just by conversing, they have chanted the name of Gauranga so much, and this keeps on passing all over and over again, and at least they have chanted 16 names of Gauranga, one person each. At least not 16 rounds, but at least 16 names of Gauranga. Therefore, and then this Gauranga name became so popular with one a video parlor businessman, that he designed a whole video game after this name, Gauranga. He liked so much Gauranga. And then this video game was in this, somehow that he got devotees, and if devotees would be hit with, and then this suddenly this name would come, Gauranga. So this was a fantasy of one businessman who liked Gauranga name so much, so he made a video game. And amongst all of this, those who played this video game, there were two or three of these children who got addicted to this game, Gauranga, so much so that they could not give up playing this game, and they were so much addicted. Somehow or other, they visited an ISKCON temple, and they happened to be in the Gaur Aarti, where the names of Gauranga were sung vibrantly. And he was wondering, these people do not play video games. I don't see them coming in the video parlor. How did they come to know this, my favorite game, Gauranga? And therefore, they became very much surprised. This boy became surprised and went to this devotees. Who is this Gauranga? What is this Gauranga name that you are chanting? And slowly, slowly, he was acquainted with the process of devotional service. And now, he is an initiated disciple of His Holiness Devami Swami Maharaj. So we see, just by Sanketam, what a kind of rapid transformation can take place in the heart of a devotee. Similarly, we see that once upon a time, there were some news reports, article, and Srila Prabhupada was being read out, what the other organizations are doing, and other spiritual organizations, and someone is chanting the mantra, who. Right? And that was a kind of a sect. So, the devotees would go and say, who? Krishna. And they would say, who means? That who is Krishna. So, chant the name of Krishna. And then the report went ahead with talking about the Hare Krishna movement. Of course, this movement is less known as the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and more popular as the Hare Krishna movement. As Prabhupada named as the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Actually, this consciousness spilled out of these words after this acronym and became as the Hare Krishna movement. And this people would not know what is this Hare Krishna. They were not acquainted with this culture. So sometimes they used to call as Hare Krishnas. And they found, they used to print this picture of Srila Prabhupada sitting on Vyasasana, and they said that they are worshipping this man called Hare Krishna. Right. And in this way, even if they did not mention as Hare Krishna, or did not understand what is this Hare Krishna, they were actually they were indicating Krishna's name indirectly. Of course, we also have that incident of a devotee who found that Bhagavad Gita in a garbage can while throwing that watermelon, and his piece of watermelon was half finished, but somehow that it slipped and it went into the garbage can. But when he went to pick up the watermelon piece, he found that the Bhagavad Gita. He picked it up and started reading the Bhagavad Gita. And then he started following what was given in the Bhagavad Gita, and he already chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But he went and he became so affected by this chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra that he finally wanted to give up everything, and he came to New Vrindavan. And he came there And he said that I am giving all of my, this is my entire van. He had a nice, all his belongings were packed in a big, huge trailer. And he said, this is all belonging to the devotees. And then this person said that, how did you come in contact with the devotees? He said, I am already chanting this mantra. Which mantra? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He did not know that Hare is to be, Hare is like H-A-R-E. So for English, for those who read English, it is clear that it is Hare. There, that could be spelled in different ways. But because of his not knowing the pronunciation, even when he pronounced incorrectly, he got a desire to give up everything and chant and join the temple. Imagine the power of the holy name is so great that it goes beyond the imperfections of the living entity to accept in a very, very meticulous way. So here we see Sanketam very wonderfully practically represented in lives of devotees. Parihasyam means jokingly. Jokingly means people say, Agya, Hare Krishna wale aage. And they would say and they will discuss and they will see how they are dancing and they start joking about these devotees. And Prabhupada says because of their joking, they are also calling out the name. As Prabhupada was on his way from London to Nairobi and his flight stopped over at Athens airport. Greece, Athens in Greece at 12 o'clock in midnight. And then as soon as Srila Prabhupada got down and was in the waiting lounge, and some people came and started joking or seriously, they said, Jesus said, Hare Krishna, jokingly. Because, you know, no one wants to, you know, in the middle of the night, you know, they are chanting this Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada said, just see, Krishna is so famous. Even at 12 o'clock, midnight, in a country called Greece, in the capital of this country, Athens, Krishna is so famous. That is Krishna, that is Bhagavan. That is the opulence of the Lord, that is all famous. And in this way, even jokingly or criticizingly, when one chants the name of Krishna, the people are getting so much benefit. Of course, and then stobam. Stobam means musical entertainment. Right? Therefore, when devotees go out on Sankirtan, they sing very appealing musical tunes, specifically knowing that people will definitely appreciate this nice melodious singing and they will also join. The first people to join any Sankirtan are those mentally deranged, drunkards, intoxicated, half asleep, or, you know, completely disoriented people, right? All those who are alert, practically we see, going to their office, they seem to be vyavasaitmika buddhi, just focused on their own things. But when you see some beggars or those destitute people, these are the first people to get attracted by the musical or the melodious kirtan. And that is how Paktalik Prabhupada said that we shall simply bring Krishna to the whole world by this Sankirtan, by this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And therefore, once Guru Kripa Prabhu was there in Japan, and he was trying to spread Krishna consciousness, but he was not getting enough penetration. And then he wrote back to Prabhupada and said to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I am just coming back. There is nothing much tangible happening out here. And Srila Prabhupada said, just sit in your office and chant Hare Krishna. What will happen? These vibrations will go out and therefore will simply, like a Chernobyl nuclear explosion, this disaster which took place, was a small nuclear leak in one nuclear reactor. But then what happened? It destroyed the lives of millions of people, impaired them permanently, disabled. Similarly, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra sitting from our office is like a small leak, transcendental leak. And that leak will spread and will infect so many millions of people that they will chant this mantra and will become permanently disabled from their materialistic life. Therefore, this is so wonderful that just by presenting Krishna consciousness in a very melodious way, this Sankirtan movement is a benediction for the people, and especially for those who are completely destitute, forlorn. They are the ones who are very enthusiastic too. We see there is always some destitute people who join along with the kirtan. And many of the devotees have personal experiences of so many people who are drunk and they keep chanting the holy names more enthusiastically than the devotees sometimes, more loudly. So this is tobam, not very knowing the meaning of the mantra or what is this happening, but yes, I like the tempo, I like the beats. Generally these people like the beats of the kirtan, right? Because they are hearing all the time various kinds of beats, right, in this Hindi cinema songs. So they liken these beats to be some kind of beats of the popular cinema songs. That's how they connect to Krishna indirectly, of course. And then this way we see that helanam means neglectfully chanting the holy names of the Lord. Neglectfully we see that there are so many people who criticize, who actually willingly or very consciously criticize the devotees. Especially we see in the case of Hiranyakashipu, he used to criticize Prahlad, saying that he was a worshipper of Vishnu and always criticizing Vishnu. Vishnu is my enemy. In this way, Hiranyakashipu was actually Krishna conscious. And sometimes devotees feel so much compassion that they go out, and even to those criticizing people, they want to give this holy name. As we see in the case of Gadadhar Das, a disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. Infused with the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, he wanted to induce this sinful Qazi living in his village to chant the holy name of the Lord. So he went one day and went in a very great urge, making his will that today I am going to induce this Qazi to chant the name of Krishna. And he rollingly went to this house of the Qazi and said, Qazi, come out and chant the name of Krishna or I'll tear your head to so many pieces. Very, very daringly, and no one could see, as we heard Gaur Gopal Prabhu saying that, you know, if the devotee is convinced of the shelter of the holy name, the courage that it represents, even, you know, practically makes the people fearful of the power. Therefore, sometimes students who study for GRE, abroad examination, they are always reading word power. I was seeing one student always carrying a book of word power, some very important words to memorize and, you know, recollect and reproduce. So I was telling him, the real word power is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. All the power is there in the name. All the potency of the Lord is invested, all the energies of the Lord are invested in the name of the Lord, and that is the real word power for this age of Kali Yuga. And so Gadadhar Das went, and this Qazi came out in the middle of the night. Who is this person shouting at the top of his voice? Seeing his enthusiasm and courage, he became a little bit subdued and said, what do you want? He said, Qazi, you must chant the name of Krishna today. I will make you chant the name of Krishna today. You must do so. So the Qazi tried to repel Gadadhar Das. But when Gadadhar Das was so insistent, courageous, bold, so Qazi wanted to pacify him for the time being and said, tomorrow I shall chant the name of Hari. And then Gadadhar Das went in ecstasy. Today you have chanted the name of Hari. Today you have chanted the name of Hari. Therefore, I say that now you are liberated. Now you have achieved the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So this is the enthusiasm of devotees to go and induce even those who criticize the name of the devotees to induce them to chant. So therefore, even if neglectfully, this Qazi just chanted casually, neglectfully, wanted to neglect the name of Hari and said, oh, I will chant the name of Hari tomorrow. I will neglect the name of Hari. But he got a benefit. So therefore we see that this is only possible. All this we see, this shloka is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said only the advanced transcendentalists know about the glory of the holy name. That means if this glory of the holy name has to be even more vibrantly represented before the people in general, there has to be these transcendentalists who have to take this glory of the holy name and bring it to the people in general. And therefore we see in the wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who made his attempt to go to Vrindavan from Jagannath Puri, was on the border of Orissa, wanted to go ahead, met another, was about to cross this border, and there was this place of this Muslim governor who ruled the next state, and he was a drunkard, he was very much irreligious, blasphemer of devotees, and therefore the officers of the king Pratap Rudra told that we'll try to make some arrangement by which we shall try to convince this person to give us a free passage, a hassle-free passage. So when this person came, one of the Muslim spies of this governor went and informed Lord Chaitanya, this Muslim governor, that this great saintly person who has come at this border of our state is so wonderful, and there is so much of chanting of the dancing and dancing and chanting of the holy names. He seems to be a avatar, an incarnation of the Lord. And then this Muslim governor, just by hearing about the activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mind had changed. He sent his secretary, who was another Muslim, and he came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, begging that this governor would be given audience by Lord Chaitanya. So he also went and he offered his respect and also chanted the names of Krishna, Krishna, just by seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this Muslim secretary, after being calming down, he offered his respect and he informed the devotee, the representative of the Orissa government, that please, the Muslim government has sent me here, and the Muslim governor is very eager, and he has submitted a petition with great respect that please let us have an audience with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Mahapatra, the government official, was very much astonished. He said, how is that this Muslim drunkard has changed his mind? And he thought, it must be Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself who has changed the Muslim's mind. Due to his presence and even due to his remembrance, the whole world is liberated. And Srila Prabhupada writes his fantastic purport. From this we can understand that since the Muslim governor was a drunkard, ordinarily there would have been no chance that he would change. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could turn anyone's mind to Krishna consciousness. One can be delivered from material existence simply by remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's holy name or by visiting him. This Krishna consciousness movement is being spread throughout the world, but not even one Yavana or Mlecha addicted to drinking and could have changed and accepted Krishna consciousness without Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace. People are often astonished to see many thousands of Westerners converted to Vaishnavism. Generally, Westerners are addicted to meat-eating, drinking, gambling and illicit sex. Therefore, their taking up Krishna consciousness is astonishing. In India especially, there is much astonishment as this. The answer, however, is given here. Darshan smarane yarat jagat tarila. This change is made possible simply by the remembrance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Western devotees are very sincerely chanting the holy names of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, people are being purified and their consciousness directed from Maya to Krishna. Therefore, we see that the glories of the holy name would have been practically unrevealed, having gone completely unnoticed in the oblivion of the scriptures, had Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not opened the scriptures and extracted the essence and widely and freely distributed. Therefore, in one sense, we see that as Srinathji Prabhu was explaining on Sunday, that just this Ajamil had to be delivered by the Vishnu Dutas, right? They had to personally come and convince. They had to fight the case of Ajamil. And therefore, only when the devotees interfere or intervene, then there is a scope that we can be relieved from the miseries of material entanglement lifetime after lifetime. And therefore we see also, just by appreciating Krishna or appreciating Krishna's devotees, we indirectly receive so much mercy and the grace of the Lord. As Prakashananda Saraswati was criticizing seemingly Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his sentimental dancing and chanting. And therefore he said, come on, why are you sentimentally dancing around? Come on, read Vedanta with us. I will initiate into a higher sannyas order than the Bharati Sampradaya. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was simply by his humility, simply sat at the place where everyone was washing, used to wash their feet, and gained the sympathy of Prakashananda Saraswati. Simply by gaining the sympathy of Prakashananda Saraswati, he went ahead and called Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to sit along with the other sannyasis. Simply by extending his hand to invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu up along with the other sannyasis, that Agya Sukriti was the cause, was the turning point in the change of the consciousness of Prakashananda Saraswati. And thereby, when the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell upon him, then he was able to understand the glories of the Holy Name. So these glories of the Holy Name are so wonderful and so powerful, but they can go simply unnoticed and unrevealed or practically underutilized if it is not revealed through a devotee's grace. Therefore, we accept initiation from a bona fide spiritual master in a sampradaya, so that when the same mantra comes through the grace of a bona fide spiritual master, then the potency starts to act immediately. And that's how Vishnudas had initiated Ajamil at this point of death. Just before dying, he got initiated by this Vishnudas, who gave Ajamil the real understanding of the glories of the Holy Name, so that now he could dedicate his life without any distractions and hindrance completely. And therefore, we see that he went to Haridwar and he practiced and he chanted the Holy Name of the Lord with great absorption. So before, Ajamil casually chanted the Holy Name of the Lord, but that led him to achieve the mercy of a devotee, and that mercy of the devotee led him to take the chanting of the name more seriously, and that made him reach the final destination. And Prabhupada says in the next shloka, that if one chants the Holy Name of Hari and dies because of an accidental misfortune, such as falling from the top of a house, slipping and suffering broken bones, or being bitten by a serpent, or being infected by pain and high fever, or being injured by a weapon, that person also immediately absolved. We see in life of Srila Prabhupada that he always constantly exhibited. In fact, Srila Prabhupada also had many near misses, like just about to lose, about to leave his body, and so many situations, many threatening situations, as explained. Because Prabhupada said this material world is a place of danger at every step. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Kaumaram Acharit Pragyo. One must start beginning this Krishna consciousness right from the very beginning, at the age of 5 years old. So there was an incident where the devotees were in Mayapur along with Srila Prabhupada, and they found that there was a big snake slithering around and came into Srila Prabhupada's bathroom. And all the devotees went into high alert. Oh, Prabhupada, there is a snake in their bathroom. And devotees started becoming completely bewildered and didn't know what to do. And they were completely started running helter-skelter, trying to find out someone who could tackle the situation. So they called one devotee, Ras Parayan Prabhu. He was a Kshatriya by nature. So he went there, and somehow other they found out this snake, and then he killed this snake. But they found there was a mate of this snake who was also there, but he escaped. And they found that the snake just went down to the plumbing pipe. So Prabhupada said to these devotees, So this snake, this other snake, we have been released from this one snake, but this other snake can come at any time. And Prabhupada started explaining, started scaring all the devotees. So these snakes, sometimes when sometimes these snakes go ahead and develop wings and they become snake birds. And the snake birds they simply live to kill a person, a designated person. Only when they kill a designated person, only then they give up their life. So the devotees became more scary, right? And because there were already that incident, and Shutakirti Prabhu writes that, you know, Prabhupada was asking, and then so this snake can come at any time and kill you. So then Srila Prabhupada asked, so what one must do? If the snake comes and bites you, what will it do? Prabhupada said, we will simply chant Hare Krishna. And that's how we will counteract the effect of the snake bite. That's how it is said, being bitten by a serpent. Another time when we see being injured by a weapon, Prabhupada was sitting with a very influential politician, Mr. Nehru, and they were discussing, and at that time Mukunda Prabhu was around with Srila Prabhupada, and there was a great shaking, the vibration of the earth, the poles, electric poles, and all of them started shaking vibrantly, and for some few seconds it went on and no one spoke even a word. Then Srila Prabhupada broke off the silence and said, what was that? Prabhupada, that was an earthquake. Prabhupada said, oh, then you must chant Hare Krishna. Then you must sit and chant Hare Krishna. And then they started chanting Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada recollected his previous days of Grahastha years. And he said, when there was that huge bombing in Calcutta, and these bombs were dropping, I was cooking kachoris and I was chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So we see, and once Srila Prabhupada was asked in Mayapur at the other time, what will one do? Because these nuclear bombs are being made and they can be dropped at any point of time. So what if Srila Prabhupada, this nuclear bomb is dropped somewhere here? Prabhupada said, we'll invite the nuclear bomb, right, dropping onto us, and we'll see Krishna coming, and we'll chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and we'll go home back to Godhead. So for the devotee, it's not important or critical how one leaves the body, peacefully, violently, accidentally, in any kind of way, because he's always Krishna conscious. One of the devotees in Hyderabad was narrating me this personal experience when he was driving one of our sannyasis, very, very prominent sannyasis in the movement. So he was not very well versed with driving at that time. He was driving, and on the highway, there was a truck coming from the opposite side and was coming right in front of him, and he became a little bit scared. And he lost his sense of control on the steering, and he started loosely taking the steering wheel, and the car was going left and right, not going straight, and this truck was coming close by. He had given his hopes of control, and he practically closed his eyes. The sannyasi was sitting right next to him, and by the grace of the Lord, nothing happened. As soon as they went ahead, he simply screeched the vehicle to the halt, and he just let a huge sigh of relief. Thank God, it was not I who could have done that damage. I was saved from that great offense. And then he was so, and seeing this sannyasi who was driving, he was sweating. And he said, I won't drive anymore now. And some devotees from the back seat, they came and took over the car. And then this devotee went and asked this sannyasi, were you not, why didn't you shout even a single word at me? You didn't even chastise me even after that. Why is that you were not practically, unconcerned? Why was that? So this sannyasi said, I was already prepared. I was already chanting the names of the Lord. I was already chanting Hare Krishna, and it wouldn't have minded for me, because I would have chanted Hare Krishna and gone on back to Godhead. For me, it made no difference. But for you were scared, and therefore you were in difficulty. But I was never in difficulty, and therefore I always kept chanting Hare Krishna. So we see these devotees, because they are always prepared, they do not consider whether they are going to hell, they are going to heaven, whether they are going to die accidentally, they are going to die without notice, or dying of a very severe disease, or a serpent bite, or any kind of infection. For them, it is simply a gateway to Godhead. Therefore, we see that once upon a time, once Srila Prabhupada was being a telephone rang, and a devotee answered the telephone, and the news came that one of the young brahmacharis in somewhere in USA, Knoxville state, this place where devotees were staying along with Rupanuga Prabhu was staying with three brahmacharis, some anti-social element threw a firebomb into the house, and that whole house went on fire. Unfortunately, this brahmachari caught on fire and he died. And as he was being taken to the hospital, they tried to save him, but he could not survive. This news came to Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada said, what was it doing at the time of death? Prabhupada, devotees told, he was chanting at the time of death. Prabhupada said, then he has gone on back to Godhead. There is no more worry. He has succeeded in his mission of his life. And then Prabhupada was told that when he was being taken to the doctors, he was constantly chanting, and these doctors were completely surprised that this man is in pain and suffering, having third degree burns, but he was still chanting and always remembering the Lord. Therefore, this remembrance of the holy name and the chanting of the holy name through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his great parampara of wonderful, saintly, compassionate devotees, Vaishnavas, it is only through the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna can we actually realize the glory of the holy name and internalize this glory by following the footsteps of these great souls. Mahajano yena gata sa pantha. Therefore, they have given this wonderful name. They have not just revealed the glory of the name, but they have revealed how gloriously they have taken the shelter of the holy name. And that glory of the name combined with the glorious shelter of the holy name has given us a practical way to follow in their footsteps, so that we may also take to the shelter of the holy name wholeheartedly, so as not to be fearful of any untoward incidences, even going to the point of extermination of one's existence. Therefore, this wonderful narration in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the sixth canto, is literally poshanam, is nourishing devotees with the shelter of the holy name again and again, simply going ahead with this more and more deeper glories of the holy name. So let us end here. Any comments or questions? Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.